What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about when a narcissist senses that you're about to move on or call it quits. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Yes. So I've said this before, but I feel like I have to reiterate it. Narcissistic people have a damn near sixth sense for when you are unhappy or you have something going on. Like your unhappiness is bubbling through the surface, right? Your unhappiness is they can sense it from the, you know what I mean? They can sense it from the highest of heavens, right? They can sense it, like, it's like a sixth sense for when you are happy and a sixth sense for when you are unhappy. But typically...
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here. And more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The unhappiness triggers a lot of reactions. The unhappiness triggers a response from a lot of narcissists and toxic people, right? The unhappiness. Like, they know when they've been treating you badly, and they can kind of feel when you've disconnected from them. A narcissist can feel when you've begun to disconnect from them, when you're not fully in the relationship anymore. Like, when you have kind of logged out of it. It's like a sixth sense. So what happens when a narcissist senses that you're about to pull away? Some of them will start to seek a new supply. So what happens when, like I said, some of them will absolutely start to seek out a new supply. Just like, okay, you're about to leave. I can't salvage this, or I don't want to put any energy into salvaging this. So I'm going to go out here and try to find a new source of supply and whatnot. To get past this, I need to find a way to heal and grow. So I need to find a new supply to get past this. I need to find a new supply to be able to heal. So I, in order to heal and grow, I go out and find another source. Like, I find somebody else that fits me and I can move on quickly so I don't have to be by myself. So if I get that sixth sense, that inkling that you are unhappy and you're about to pull away, I start to pull away. That's what some narcissists will do. Not all of them, but some of them will start to pull away from you. I'm going to pull away from you because I can sense that you're unhappy, and let me move on right now. You know, some of them will absolutely do that. Like, they use this as a cat. They use your unhappiness, the sense of your unhappiness, as a catapult to be able to go find somebody else. Like, I know that you're unhappy. So instead of working on this relationship and just moving forward, I'm going to go find somebody else that I can start new with, that I can make happy easier. Because somebody else, if I can find somebody new, I can make them happier easier, because the little stuff that I used to do for you, you don't get happy for no more. A new person will. Like, the new stuff, the old stuff that I used to do for you, it doesn't work anymore. But that stuff, somebody else will eat it up. So that's why you get a lot of narcissists that take this opportunity and leave you. Daisy's just like, well, you're unhappy. I can't, your energy, like, you're unpleasant to be around. You're insufferable. They'll start talking crap to you and trash to you about your feelings or how you feel, how you've been handling yourself lately. A lot of them will start to do that, right? And they'll use that as a catapult to go find somebody else. Like, I started cheating on you because you're unhappy. I can't please you. Like, you'll never be happy again. Like, we can't be happy again because of this situation right now. Like, you're unhappy, so we're both unhappy. Your unhappiness is ruining the relationship. Your energy is super low. I can't be happy around you. They will absolutely blame you for that. You see what I'm saying? That does happen right there within that space. So that's why people have to understand, like, if they can feel you pulling away emotionally, they'll start to pull away emotionally. Like, they'll just like, okay, time for, okay, you're unhappy, so it's time for me to dip. You know? So that's the one, that's one result. That's one way that what happened, what thing that can happen when a narcissist senses you about to leave. Another one, another way, another thing that they'll do, some of them will just remain the same. Some of them don't mind living in an unhappy space. They might already be cheating on you. They might already be lying to you. They might already be doing something behind the scenes. So as long as you don't leave, they are fine living in this tumultuous space. They can live this way for years. We can just be roommates that talk and clap cheeks every once in a while, or raise the kids together. We can just be happy roommates or good friends that live together and co-parent together, or whatever it is. A lot of them will take that and run with it. They'll take that as the go ahead to start doing what they want to do. You know, they'll just keep doing. They just keep living with you, keep being there for you, and just not, like I said, just live this way. They'll just accept that this is the way that things are going to be right now. So that's what can happen right there. Like, things will remain the same, and they don't care about your happiness. They might put a little work in to keep you there, but it won't be like the type of work that, like, I'm not going to go to therapy and go to marriage counseling and dedicate my life to change. No, they just think that you'll just stay there with them, and they don't ever think you're going to leave them. So that's how it gets into that space as well. You know, a lot of times it falls into that space within that dynamic. So you have to, like I say again, if you can tell that they can sense it, then this is where you can fall in. This is a category you can kind of fall into and grow from right here. You know, within these kind of, you know, it's wild within this kind of like mental space, this mental, like mental gymnastics, mental space, or whatever you're dealing with. So, and another thing that some narcissistic people would do if they sense you pulling away, another thing that they will can and do, they'll start to love bomb you. Like I said, some of them will leave, some of them will remain the same, and some of them will ramp up the love bombing. Like, the love bombing phase will start all over. Like, the love bombing phase will start. Now I can start loving you. Now I can start bombing you. I can start giving you the love bombing right now, because this works for me, because this serves me, right? Me love bombing you serves me to keep you here and to keep you happy. It kind of restarts the process. And when they keep, like I said, this is where a lot of people get trauma bonded to narcissistic people in a toxic relationship. Because once the relationship is about to end, you're on the way out, the narcissist starts to love bomb you again, and they show you who they can be. Not who they are right now. They show you who they can be. And what happens when they show you who they can be? You get confused. You fall back in love with the person. You might be happy in spurts again, and then they'll go right back to treating you badly again, and then you'll be unhappy, and they'll love bomb you again. The process continues over and over again. But I'll tell you this about the love bombing. I don't think the love bombing will ever be as intense as it was in the beginning, because sometimes they don't feel like they have to do that intensity, because we're already together, right? We're already together. So why do I need to put the work in to keep you here if we're already together? I can love bomb you a little bit. I can give you a little bit, but I don't have to go crazy. You know, I don't have to go out and get you a bunch of roses and flowers and stuff like that. I can get you some, you know, some heart socks or whatever. You know what I mean? I can love bomb. That sucks, but like, they can give you what they feel like you want. You see how that works right there? Some of them will definitely give you what they feel like you want in this space, because they think that it works. Like, this works for you right now, so I'll keep doing this. You fell in love with me again, so I'll keep doing this. Why would they stop if it's working? You know, that's what I tell people. Why would they stop it if it's working? You know, they'll do it again and again and again. And every time the love bombing phase restarts, it won't be as intense as it was before. It's kind of like it's always going downhill. It takes a little bit of energy that stops it. You know what I mean? It's like a ball rolling downhill, and it hits like a little break. It like, boop, and it's slow again, boop, slow again, boop. It just keeps rolling and stopping, rolling and stopping, rolling and stopping. That's what happens. That's one of the consistent things that happens when a narcissistic person senses that you're unhappy. They'll just start love bombing you again and again and again, because it works. Why can't they just settle on it and be happy? Because the love bombing works, and it serves a purpose. It serves the purpose of keeping you here. You know, Is are there narcissists that will do, you know, there's typically the three ways that it will go, y'all. But are there narcissists that will do a combination of all three? Yes. There are narcissists out here who will, sometimes they'll find a new supply, then they'll love bomb you, and they'll come back and treat you normally. You see what I'm saying? And nothing will change. There are some of them that will use a combination of the three things. But like I said, most of them will pick one of the three if they can sense it. Not all narcissists are super intuitive. It takes a little bit of intuition, an intuitive narcissist, to kind of pick up on your unhappiness and actually want to take action on it. Because even though the intuitive narcissist, even when they pick up on it, it doesn't mean that they're going to change their behaviors or treat you any better. Like I said, some of them will just use this as a reason to treat you the same. I can't make you happy, so let's just choose to coexist for the kids, or because we got bills together, or because we've been together for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. What are we gonna do? We 80. You gonna get divorced in our 80s? You know what I mean? Some of them were just like, let's just fall in line on how things are going right now, and let's keep it moving. That's the thought process of a lot of narcissists and toxic people, y'all. That's just how the mind works a lot of the time within these spaces and within these dynamics. So thank y'all so much, y'all, for tuning into another episode. Make sure y'all, look, I don't mention this much, but make sure y'all subscribe to my newsletter, because I have some in-person workshops, some online workshops coming up here pretty soon. The newsletter link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. So make y'all don't want to miss out on anything I have going on, because I got some big stuff coming up. It's big, interesting stuff, traveling around the country, traveling around the world. Make sure you subscribe to this channel if you haven't. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. And mental illness is up. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.